So now it's time for the awards. It is an awards celebration. And I really love this part of the annual conference. Now, for those of you who've been to the event when it was, you know, at Pullman pre-COVID, this is when we'd be having a raucous raffle going on. There would be wine pouring. So, you know, someday we'll get back to that. But the wonderful thing is we get to spotlight these heroes of the CFRI community in a way that we wouldn't have been able to otherwise, so that we can all share in this joy. So the first, each year we solicit nominees from the national CF community for two annual awards. And one is to recognize our Volunteer of the Year, the other is for our CF Professional of the Year. And this is completely dictated by the community. The nominations come in from around the country, and then we have a panel that ranks the names. And this, the panel is comprised of the winners of these awards from the previous 5 years. So it's a continually changing cycle each year. And the first award we'll present tonight is the David Stuckert Memorial Volunteer of the Year Award. David Stuckert was a phenomenal CFRI volunteer. An adult with CF, he served as president of our board, edited our first newsletter, and offered unflagging support for our annual conferences, then CF camps, then later CF retreat. David died of CF in 1989 while in his late 20s. In his short lifetime, he never stopped working toward a cure nor supporting those around him with CF. And so this award has been named in his honor. And the winner of this year's Dave Stuckert Memorial Volunteer of the Year Award is the sister of an adult with CF. She's been an active volunteer with CFRI for over a decade in a wide variety of capacities. She serves on CFRI's Summer Retreat Committee, the Adult Retreat, where she plays a key role in program planning while designing retreat marketing graphics. She's incredibly talented. In addition to the retreat, she actively participates in CFRI advocacy events and serves on our gala committee. This woman is an inspiring and dedicated volunteer. She's a team player who brings warmth, good humor, and humility to her work. While she initially volunteered with CFRI out of love and support for her brother with CF, she's now a fully integrated member of the community who is beloved by all who know her and have the honor of working with her. We are delighted, delighted to recognize Maria Gonzalez as the Dave Stuckert Memorial Volunteer of the Year. Congratulations, Marina.
Well, thank you. I'm really honored to be recognized by such a remarkable group of people. I'm so proud to be a part of this community. And while I'm grateful to be seen for all I give to CFRI, the truth is serving this community has been such a privilege. It's incredibly rewarding and it truly brings such purpose and joy to my life. I'd like to start by thanking the conference committee for putting together such an awesome virtual event this weekend. It takes such a tremendous amount of work and coordination to execute something like this. And I really appreciate everyone for all of the time and effort you spent making this happen. I couldn't have been more inspired by the discussions and the people I've seen over the last couple of days. I also want to thank and acknowledge Sari and the CFRI staff, the board of directors, and the founding members. We wouldn't be here today without all of you and your contributions that have made to shape and support this truly fantastic organization. I can't express enough how grateful I am to be surrounded by people like all of you who share my passion for research, education, and advocacy. Our beloved Mary Convento deserves my deepest gratitude. She is the reason I joined the retreat committee over a decade ago. I volunteered at my first retreat I attended, and everyone I met made me feel so welcomed, and it just had this really amazing vibe. I've never felt such a sense of belonging like that before. I knew immediately this was a very special place and something I wanted to be a part of. I didn't quite realize at the time how life-changing it would be for me, but it truly was. It gave me a safe space to be my authentic self. It introduced me to so many outstanding, amazing, caring, loving, and hilarious people that became my extended family. It gave me a support system and, most of all, something positive to look forward to each year. I think Gandhi once said, the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. And this couldn't be more true. A special thanks to the retreat committee, Jessica, Devin, Todd, Sonia, Danny, George, Brian, Rebecca, and former members, Lisa and Anna. You are all extraordinary human beings. You take Zoom meetings to another level, and I love you all so much. From the bottom of my heart, I deeply thank all my CF friends for being unique to you. I cherish each and every one of you. I'd also like to thank my mom for introducing me to CFRI and encouraging me to get involved. And most importantly, to my brother, Thomas, who I love more than anyone in this world. He makes me want to work this hard, and he is the reason for everything I do. I'm grateful for having such loving, supportive friends and family that inspire me to be the best version of myself. And finally, to everyone here tonight, thank you all so very much. You're an essential part in helping find a cure for CF and enhancing the lives of our loved ones. I'll leave you with another one of my favorite quotes from Mahatma Gandhi. Be the change you wish to see in the world. Thank you again.
Marina, congratulations. That is so well deserved. And I just read, the only thing that's breaking my heart is that you're not hearing the thunderous applause that I know is taking place in households across the country right now. You are loved, you are appreciated, you are respected. So congratulations. Take just a moment. Our next award is for our CF Professional of the Year. A career in CF poses unique demands. Despite incredible advances in research and treatment, it remains a field fraught with setbacks and its fair share of heartache. Our annual Professional of the Year Award honors our professional colleagues who remain steadfast in their commitment to improve the lives of those with CF. This award celebrates their dedication as well as their excellence in the field. This year's Professional of the Year Award goes to a member of Stanford Psychosomatic Medicine faculty, who also serves as a mental health coordinator for the Adult Cystic Fibrosis Clinic at Stanford, where she helped to establish the center as a model of excellence in CF mental health care. She has co-authored and authored many articles on the psychiatrist's role in transplant, and recently co-edited 3 books for patients and families addressing cystic fibrosis, transplant, and COVID-19. This professional has volunteered with CFRI for many years, presenting on CF and mental health issues while promoting CFRI's counseling and quality of life programs. Since March 2020, she has generously shared her time and expertise to moderate a COVID-19 support group attended by CF community members from across the country. And of course, when she first volunteered in March 2020, we all remember we didn't think we'd be in this long. And yet she has been unwavering in her support of this community that participates in this group. Our CF Professional of the Year has impacted countless people living with CF, and we are so delighted to honor the fabulous Dr. Elisaveta Scher. Congratulations, Dr. Scher.
Yay. Thank you so much. Thank you, Siri. I really, really appreciate this award. This is so meaningful for me, you know, truly the most meaningful recognition coming, you know, from the community. I came into CF, but looking back, that journey was so organic and it totally made sense, right? I trained in psychiatry and then I did fellowship working with patients who have psychiatric symptoms and medical conditions. And then when I stayed at Stanford, I started working with the lung transplant team and it sort of morphed into the social worker. Meg Borak invited me to come and work with CF team. And I did, and it was obviously a match made in heaven. So I wanna say thank you so much, you know, CFRI, for all the collaboration, all the support. It has been so incredible. I love referring my patients to therapists through your program. It's incredible. It's such an important tool. And I know that we've helped so many patients using the funds. I know that the groups, you know, the COVID-19 group, but also, you know, the other groups moderated by social workers that have been ongoing are such incredible opportunities for people with CF to connect as well as their families. And personally for me, it has certainly been just an incredible experience. You know, I felt so welcomed by the community, by the CF, by the families, by the other professionals. It's really an incredible community of inspiring individuals. And I have grown so much as a person, as a professional. I have learned so much. It's truly been such an honor. So thank you. You know, thank you, CFRI. Thank you, people, you know, and the community with CF and everybody who supports, you know, who supports the community. And of course, I also want to thank my center at Stanford, I love working with everybody at Stanford, and developing the mental health program has been an incredible experience. So I look forward to continue to working with everybody. So, but thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
So very well deserved. And, you know, we've had these support groups for, you know, that occur monthly for many years, because the need was so critical when COVID first hit and shelter in place and all the stress. Dr. Scher said, oh, I'll do this weekly, and literally spent, I think it was 9 months, she met every week with this group from across the country. And then we started it every 2 weeks to try and wean people. But I think everybody would meet with Dr. Scher every week if we could still do that. Such an incredible gift. And, you know, I think I speak for everybody. We notice the care providers who show up, that it is beyond just in clinic. There are those special people who come to the events and really show their support in many ways. And so we are grateful to you, Dr. Scher, and to all of you. And I will thank Meg again for being the one to bring you into the team. So next, we are going to move on to the Paul M. Quinton Cystic Fibrosis Research Legacy Award. How do you feel about that, Paul? Named, of course, in Paul's honor. Several years ago, CFRI's board of directors initiated the Paul M. Quinton Cystic Fibrosis Research Legacy Award to recognize the accomplishments of CFRI-funded researchers whose work has impacted the field, increased the understanding of the disease, and advanced our ability to progress in our search for a cure. It was most fitting that the recipient of this award in its inaugural year was our dear friend, Paul Quinton, who discovered the basic defect in fluoride permeability that characterizes the dysfunction of CF-affected tissues. We all owe a debt of gratitude to Dr. Quinton for his pivotal work. It is a point of pride for CFRI that our first CF research award we ever granted was to support the work of Paul Quinton. So we are really fortunate to have Dr. Quinton here to bestow the award on another inspiring researcher. So with that, Paul, pass the virtual mic to you.
Okay. am I transmitting? Okay, thank you. Well, thank you very much, Siri. You always do me too much honor. I'm not sure where all that comes from, but anyway, it's very nice for you to be so nice to me. Anyway, I am really honored to give a brief introduction to an old friend and someone who has dedicated his life to cystic fibrosis and improving our lot. Fantastic scientist. And this guy, if you don't know him, you should, because he's one of the most fascinating individuals you could meet. Multi-talented and extremely likable. His name is Jonathan H. Whittingham. And Jonathan, I guess, met us in, I don't know, 40 years ago, and joined us at CFRI. And he, let me tell you that Jonathan is this guy you see standing here at the end of the road. And we have this place down in Argentina. Jonathan wanted to come down there. So he came. He's the only person I know that would fly 7,000 miles, get off an airplane with a backpack, with six light bulbs, which I asked him to bring, and one change of underwear and a pair of pants. And 3 days later, he fell in the creek and got those all muddy. So he had to wander around in my wife's sweatpants for the next few days while his were cleaned. Anyway, so this is Jonathan standing there at a cattle guard. And as you can see, he's doing a very good job because there are no cattle. And so good for Jonathan. He's multi-talented. I don't know if you know, but Jonathan is really quite a historian. And in fact, I have a copy of a treatise that he wrote several years ago on the history of poverty in London. And so he is, it's quite a historian. It's not beyond him to begin his papers with a reference that was a citation that was made or created 4 centuries ago. So if you read some of his papers, he will take you back in time to show you where he's coming from. But he was a master of bronchial epithelia, and perhaps even a greater master, probably regarded as one of the world's experts on submucosal glands, to which he has spent many years studying. And he found the basic chloride impermeability in that tissue and those glands. He also contributed much to the cell line called Calu-3s, which has been used enormously or very widespread in pursuit of molecules or solutes that enhance or inhibit CFTR. It's an excellent model of cells which contain CFTR and calcium chloride channels. So you use that. That's been used very, very extensively to study the phenomena that pertain to CFTR in particular. I think he introduced that along with Walt Finkbeiner and Jeff Wine and those guys about early 90s. So that's been a wonderful contribution to our field. And not only being a scientist and historian and a kind of an administrator, he's also served the CFRI's Research Advisory Committee for many years. And he gets credit for establishing the Elizabeth Nash Memorial Fellowship Program. So Jonathan doesn't sit on his fanny. And he's a very active guy. He actually even has a patent that he managed to take out in 1995, which had something to do with inhibiting sodium absorption. So maybe, I guess I would like to leave you with this. He is also a magnificent bird watcher. And I've not known many bird watchers, but Jonathan is fantastic. When he came to see us, he spent most of his time running around with binoculars looking for birds, because he wanted, there's some sort of an achievement scale in the Audubon Society, which you get some kind of a magnificent recognition after you've identified something like 500 birds. So Jonathan was running around trying to get his 500th bird while he was staying with us. And he saw quite a few, I don't know how many, but he really had the charm to come back home and then put together an album of all the birds that he saw while he was visiting us and gave it to me for my coffee top table issue of Jonathan's Birds of Santa Rosa. So what else can I say about the guy? He's a magnificent fellow. If you don't know him, get to know him. He's done wonderful things for us, and he's got many, many talents that I'm too meager to be able to recognize appropriately. But it's my honor, and really my honor to be able to recognize Jonathan for this award. Thank you.
Well, before I read it, I'd like to say how grateful I am for this honor that you're conferring on me. And I'm very happy to be among some such distinguished company as Paul and Jeff and Beata and so on. So here we go. Here's the statement. Well, to be honest, I find all this a little embarrassing. I hate being the center of attention. But fortunately, it rarely ever happens. And leaving aside the question of whether I deserve this award, I'm very happy to acknowledge the help that CFRI gave me when I was starting my research career on cystic fibrosis at UCSF in the early 1980s. Perhaps our most notable contribution, funded in part by CFRI, was the demonstration that cyclic AMP-dependent chloride secretion across human airway epithelium was absent in cystic fibrosis due to the lack of an apical membrane chloride conductance. This was some 5 years after Paul Quinton had shown a defect in chloride permeation in the sweat duct. The delay was because to study human airway epithelium, we had to develop decent cell cultures that retained the chloride secretion shown by the native tissue. These were actually the first such cultures. And the development of them was partly funded by CFRI. So apart from taking your money, my other involvement in CFRI was to set up the Elizabeth Nurse Research Fellowship Program, which I ran for about 10 years before Beata Illich took over. And I was always very proud of the fact that I had never awarded myself a fellow, but on reflection, I now realize that no one would have worked with me anyway. Okay, so one of the important features of the fellowship program was the regular research meetings at which the various fellows presented their results. For the old fogies like myself, these meetings were merely an opportunity to socialize and to poke fun at one another. But I think the younger scientists just ignored us and then, as now, actually exchanged a great deal of useful information among themselves. So in summary, both because of funding important research and developing young researchers and providing a forum where they can exchange their ideas, I believe that CFRI is an admirable organization that has driven a great deal of valuable research on cystic fibrosis, particularly among researchers in the Bay Area. And I am truly grateful for their help to me and have much enjoyed my various interactions with them. That's it.
I will add that his comments, nobody would want to work with him or what have you. It was my honor, and it doesn't seem fair that I got the honor, but after the board of directors had selected Dr. Whitacombe to contact him and let him know that he had received this award, he was so humble. He kept saying, me? Like, why me? To practically convince him. And at first he was like, oh, I don't know where I'll be. And in fact, he is in England right now. And we did agree that since it's whatever time in the middle of the night in England, that he would submit his remarks. And I want to say a thanks to Beata Illich, who was the recipient of this award last year, for being the one to get on the phone with Jonathan and convince him to record his remarks. He was quite humble. So thank you, Paul, for presenting the award. And I do just want to really recognize Paul. Obviously, he has left this legacy, leading everybody. He's a mentor to so many. The first recipient after that, Jeff Wine has received this, Alan Berkman has received this, Beata has received this, Jonathan has received this. It's a newer award, but it's just wonderful to honor these people who have had such an impact. So next, we are going to move to the, oh, I'm finding all my notes. I got so excited, I shuffled. So next, we are going to present the CFRI Partners in Living Award in memory of Annabelle Stenzel. Anna was a beloved member of our community, a strong woman with CF who lost her battle with cancer in 2013. Anna became involved with CFRI in 1990 after moving with her twin sister, the fabulous Issa, to the San Francisco Bay Area to attend Stanford University. She first volunteered at CF Camp and then Retreat, ultimately chairing the committee. After her first lung transplant, Anna joined CFRI's board of directors, serving as secretary, and remained a leader on the board even as she went through her second transplant. And I had the distinct honor of serving with her on the board during those years. Anna is missed by the entire CFRI community, and we are delighted to honor her with this award. The recipient of the Partners in Living Award in memory of Annabelle Stenzel is selected by CFRI's board of directors. And to be considered, one must be a person with CF, have supported CFRI through volunteer and or fundraising efforts, and embody the qualities exemplified by Anna, including courage, initiative, determination, adherence to medical regimen, community service, and positive coping. And now to present the award, I now will pass the mic to Isabel Stenzel Burns, Annabelle's twin sister, to take the virtual mic.
Thank you so much, Siri. Thank you for that lovely description of Anna. And I'm very proud to present this award to the fabulous Jacob Fraker. Now, I haven't actually met you, Jacob, but I'd love to share your story with our audience here. Jacob is a legislative aide for California State Senator Susan Eggman, where he serves as a legislative consultant for the California Legislative LGBTQ Caucus. An adult with cystic fibrosis, Jacob first volunteered with CFRI, then served as CFRI's legislative analyst, after which he earned his master's degree in social welfare from UC Berkeley. Jacob completed his first year's master's internship with CFRI, where he was involved with advocacy as well as CFRI's quality of life programs. We did not want him to leave. But in 2020, Jacob was hired as the legislative aide for Assemblymember Eggman, and then joined her staff upon her election to the Senate, where he now advocates for CF, rare disease, and the LGBTQ communities. He is the state lead for legislation to create a rare disease advisory council in California. Jacob serves on CFRI's CF Adult Advisory Committee and is an engaged member of our community. Jacob has furthered CF and rare disease awareness at the state level while consistently supporting CFRI. At his core, Jacob is an empathetic and caring person whose professional and volunteer work are all laser focused on lifting others up and ensuring respect and inclusion for all. Jacob embodies the spirit of this award and my sister Annabelle's memory. She always had a strong sense of justice. So Jacob, this is extremely fitting for you to receive this award. And a little side note, I'm so grateful and proud to have a fellow MSW receiving this award. So thank you, Jacob. Siri loves you, and that means I love you. So I'm grateful for you to receive this.
Thank you so much. Wonderful to virtually meet you. I'm excited to meet you in person. And obviously, thank you so much, Siri. To be honest, it seems a little strange to me to be receiving this honor today, even though CFRI has always been a part of my life. It was the organization my mother turned to for support and answers on how to give my brother and I the best lives possible for as long as possible. My grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins have all donated money and attended this very conference for years. But I have to tell you, I was still very nervous when CFRI reached out to me in 2017 after hearing from my Aunt Di that I would be doing an internship in the state capitol. But that email would begin a relationship that would change my life forever. One email that if things keep going the way they're going, will have delivered to the rare disease community the creation of a rare disease advisory council here in California, and hopefully be the start of what I hope is a long and deep conversation in the state around supporting the rare disease community. It fills me with such pride and joy to be able to have found a way to turn my CF into a tool for creating a better world. This award is a powerful reminder of how CFRI has forced me to change my perspective on life. You see, the catalyst for all of my work has always been the pursuit of normalcy. I wanted so bad as a kid to just be normal, if only for a day. No pills, no therapy, no hospitals, no burden. I just wanted to be like everybody else. And for the longest time, that was my end goal. That's how I would know if I succeeded. But the opportunity to work with you all has made me rethink what I'm fighting for. For how can I pursue normalcy when the people I'm dealing with are such extraordinary people? You are all so innately exceptional. The resiliency, the ingenuity, the passion, and the love I have seen from all of you has humbled me beyond measure and held me accountable to where I set the bar for myself and my work. I seek to use this award to recommit myself to delivering policy work that is on the same level as though it is intended to serve. And to that end, I have a lot of work to do, but I'm eager to get started. And so I thank you so much for this honor and for letting me be a service to you all.
So well-deserved. Congratulations, Jacob. And Issa, yes, fellow MSW, and not only that, from UC Berkeley, where I received mine. So it was a unique pleasure to be his MSW supervisor as he earned it. But really, Jacob, you have always, as you know, it was, as I almost called you Anna, Issa, as Issa shared, that you were just laser focused on inclusion, on who's not at the table, who can we bring in, lifting people up, far beyond you, far beyond our CF community, the LGBTQ community. I mean, it is, you are just a marriage of so many magical qualities, and we're really grateful and honored to give you this award. Congratulations.
Thank you for your eloquent words as well.
So I'm fumbling a little bit here, so I might keep you key. Stay with me, Issa, because the next thing we are going to share, we have a unique treat for you, which is a choir, a very special choir by Singspire. And this is a project, and I'll find the piece in just a moment, but Isabel, if you want to share about your participation in this very, very unique choir.
Yes, there are so many amazing organizations comprised of and created for and by the CF community, and Singspire is one of them. We learned about Singspire through the CF retreat. Ashley Balu, and I hope I'm saying her name correctly, has formed a group of vocal singers, vocal teachers, to help people with CF across the country learn how to sing. And what that really means is learn how to breathe and learn how to breathe properly, because many of us never realized we don't know how to breathe properly. So she created four different virtual choirs. If you have ever seen Eric Whitaker's virtual choir on YouTube, ours is much, much smaller, but it's still just as powerful and moving. She invites children, teenagers, adults, anyone with CF to participate in learning how to sing. And Siri, we are grateful to present in collaboration with Singspire, the fourth virtual choir. So it's called Breathe Bravely.
spark that fuels hope's flame comes from every breath inside. Place smile and adore my heart. I feel it sing. The rhythm of life to each breath I
That was absolutely beautiful. And Issa, such a joy to see you and hear you in that video. And we're all about cross-promoting other wonderful organizations that are serving our CF community. And Ashley she herself has CF. She always was a singer. She actually said, we've done these podcasts with her, and she's found the art of singing became a way for her to combat the stresses of CF, both mentally and physically. She knew for every measure that was sung, she was still alive. She was beating CF at its own game. She was still breathing. CF may have strived to steal every breath, but it could not silence the song that resounded within her heart. And she went on to face tremendous challenges, massive hemoptysis, lung function at 25%, struggling to get through a graduate program. And it ends up she worked incredibly hard with her care team and managed to come back. And so she launched Breathe Bravely, where people can do their voice lessons. And this is not for people who think they're gonna go on and, you know, sing on stage, though some may. It is for the art of singing and the dealing with the stress and the joy that comes from just unleashing that. So SingSpire, that choir, is a project that has come out of that. So in the digital program, you can see there's a thing about the program. So Issa, thank you for bringing this to us. And again, so beautiful. And there are other videos, other choir videos that you can access on the site. So we unbelievably kind of moved quickly through our awards ceremony. But this does not mean the evening is over. And as we proved last year, you truly can have a dance party on Zoom. And I have to say, for the in-person conferences, for those who have not been able to attend them, the Saturday night dance party is just pure joy, because the last one we had before COVID, and I looked around and there were two brilliant CF researchers dancing. And then members of the pharmaceutical community dancing, and then parents of kids with CF dancing, and adults with CF dancing. And I thought, this is what this conference is all about. It is that amazing information, but then that coming together as a community. It's that it is patient-centered. We are all equal. We are all together in this community. So, and I will say that it really came about because of our dear friend, Emily Scheller, because she presented one year at the conference. And when it was over on Saturday, we had this fun award ceremony, we had a raffle and everybody's having fun. And then I was like, well, what do we do now? And so we talked, we've really got to have dancing. And so Emily, true to her word with the Rock CF Foundation, ended up sponsoring the next year's dance party, including beer, because that was the other issue. Too much wine at CFRI conferences. Where's the beer? And so a tradition has been born out of this. And so even though we are virtual, last year, like, can we pull this off? Is this going to work? Let's just try. And I can assure you, the dance party went longer than the scheduled hours. We did dance. And so I give great thanks to Emily Schaller, and I'll let Emily talk about her amazing organization. I have to say, I was super honored to participate in one of her Foundation's biggest events, the half marathon, and went out to Michigan and got to see her in action, absolutely the mayor of her community. So it was a delight. So I'm going to turn the mic to you, Emily, to say a few words.
Siri, hopefully you'll be back in 2022. Roxy F is coming back for the race in 22. Hopefully the conference, we can be back in person. But the virtual conference has been amazing the past couple of days. But tonight's award ceremony, like, I've been crying the whole time. Jacob, when you're ready to run for office, we're here for you. I actually thought you were going to announce that tonight. So we're here for you. Incredible. And this, you got the Sing Spire crew. I didn't know so many of my friends could sing like that. It's just so great to see so many. I mean, all of our other friends from other nonprofits are signed on right now watching, and we all celebrate each other and work together to enhance and enrich the lives of those living with CF and their families. So it's so inspiring. I love this conference. The dance party is incredible. If you don't get your step goal in during the conference, you definitely get it in at the dance party while even eating a cookie and perhaps drinking a beer at the same time. Devin, looking at you. So while we can't be in person this year, dancing and sweating all over each other, we're going to do it in the comfort of our own homes like we did last year. And if you're lucky, I'll even take a screenshot and make you my cover photo on Facebook like I did of Devin last year. So let's have some fun. We got some great music lined up. I think we've got some Whitney Houston, some Duran Duran, a bunch of stuff. It's so great. I'm honored to celebrate with you guys tonight and all the achievements that CFRI has been a part of this year, but then of the whole community to continue on through these two crazy years and see a bright future down the road, which is where we're heading. So now I think is when we dance. But real quick, Paul, I think you were when you were talking about the coffee table, maybe you were referring to the coffee table book about coffee tables from Seinfeld. So anybody who watches Seinfeld will get that. If not, let's party, let's dance, let's have a good time. And I'll see you guys on the dance floor and definitely tomorrow to have some fun.
Thank you so much, Emily, for all you do. You just bring joy wherever you are. To know you is to love you. To be around you is to smile.